I think we've got the Facebook Live started and we are in business. So welcome to the call today. Glad you could join us. Tiffany is not going to be able to join us today, so I'll be flying solo. But I wanted to share a quick little thought before we jump into some coaching. So Natalie and I were, we've been doing a lot of masterminding and brainstorming lately about kind of who, where we're seeing the most success in our doTERRA teams, and who's having a healthy growth curve, and who is stagnating. And I want to share a discovery that we've made that is probably not earth-shattering, but is, I think, super powerful. And what we found is the people who are consistently growing all have one thing in common. And when I'm talking about growing, I'm talking about growing in volume and advancing in rank. And the thing that they have in common is that they all have a level of teachability. So what I mean by that is they're willing to be wrong. They're willing to take a look at whatever they're doing and whatever might be working and what might not be working and saying, hey, I'm not attached to any of this. Teach me, you know, show me a different way. And so it's really a simple principle, but I just want to invite each of us on the call today to drop into that question of if you were to rate yourself on a 1 to 10 teachability index, 10 being absolutely humble and teachable and willing to be wrong, and a 0 being I am firmly stuck in my ways and I know that I'm right 100% of the time, where would you rate yourself? What score would you give yourself on that teachability index? And here's one of the things that Natalie and I have learned in these last 11 years with doTERRA. Success is a terrible teacher. What I mean by that is when we have record-breaking growth every single month and we've never had a down period, then we think we're invincible and we think that it's always going to be like this. And so what we found is that we tend to not be very flexible and not very open to trying new things and to doing things differently, because we figure, hey, I'm basically invincible. I got this thing dialed in. I'm practically perfect in every way. And so it's, it creates this myth of invincibility, right? That we're untouchable. But just like the book Good to Great teaches, the number one quality in every leader that they studied in that book was humility. The top leaders of the top companies that excel in no matter what kind of market conditions, they all have that in common. They were in it for a cause and a mission. They were not in it to beat another company or to be the guy. You know, they weren't trying to be the rock star CEO who, as soon as they left the company tanked. These were humble leaders who could stand to be corrected and listen to feedback and be responsive to their teams, to the market. And in the end, that made the biggest difference. So if you haven't read the book Good to Great, I highly recommend it. It's so, so good. So the question that you might ask yourself if you don't have as high of a score as you'd like is, what is the payoff that I'm getting for not being teachable? What is the reward that I'm subconsciously fueling myself on by saying, hey, I've got this and I don't need any input. There's this crazy, thing that our psychology is set up to do, and that's to seek out right versus wrong. And when we are unteachable, most often what I find is people have this deep-seated need to be right. And that's the fuel. That's the driver. And so when people have this feeling that I'm right and someone else is wrong, there's a little payoff for that. There's a feeling that I'm better, or I have value because I'm right. So my invitation for you today is just to do some self-reflection and say, what is it that maybe I haven't fully taken a look at? And what are the processes? What are the, where are the places that I tend to disconnect with people? Where is it that I tend to lose them? There was a training that was just announced, and a Facebook Live that was recently done with a top leader, and it was presented that sampling is the core of our business, that you have to give people an oil experience, and I 100% agree. There's no doubt that the sooner people have that oil experience, the sooner they're going to get to a class, the sooner they're going to enroll. It's self-evident. And I just want to invite you, to go back to the Empowered Success System and say, okay, where is, are there ways that I've skipped over that step? Have I tried to somehow shortcut that process? And am I willing to reexamine my processes in order to get to what works? So one paradigm is right versus wrong. There's another paradigm that's working versus not working. So rather than spending a lot of energy on I'm right, I'm or wrong, just drop the judgment and go to a space of does it work or does it not work? And there's the whole space for judging becomes really a lot less useful. So I'm just kind of on fire about this idea that we can first be teachable, and it's not a one and done type thing. Like, teachability is part of the process forever. So we get to always be open. One of the ways of being that I hope most to teach my kids is to be open. You know, open to all the experiences that life has to offer, open to giving, open to receiving. So that's my invitation to us today is, how can I open up more doors of possibility? There's my little share for the day. Before we jump into coaching, we've got October winding down. Some great, great offers. So make sure you're taking advantage of that Roman chamomile and all the goodness there is for this month. And then we get to dive into November, which historically is another fantastic month. So, I also want to give a plug for Tiffany's Gratitude Series, which you can basically get access to her and to incredible top thought leaders. Romeo Marquez, Vivian Glick, Marie Smith, and Steve Dennis are all some of the guests that she's going to have training with her during the series. But you can basically get a free month of education and help shift your mindset to gratitude by going to gratitudeseries.com. So I'll type that in the box here. I can spell gratitude right. Gratitudeseries.com. You're probably here because you know and love and trust Tiffany, and she's a rock star. And this is one of the ways that she loves to just give. And so stay in that place of giving. It's a good place to be. Okay. So why don't we go ahead and open it up to questions? Somebody just, before we jump into questions, and feel free to raise your hand if you want to be brought on live. That's a great way to give and receive coaching. But somebody said, can you share about the oil class that Natalie, the emotions class that Natalie and I are doing? So if you go to oillife.com, they have a series of workshops that they do, and you can attend them live or online. Live free workshop. So we're doing a workshop on emotions and essential oils, and it's called Live Free. So we'd love to have you join us for that. So you can go to oillife.com, click on events, and then you can see our little picture there. I guess I had to post the gratitude series on Facebook too. So love to have you join us for both of those. They should be great. And by the way, there used to be a $5 charge for that. We asked them to waive that. So that's now free. So thank you so much for the reminder of that, Elizabeth. Alrighty. So let's go ahead and open it up to questions. Feel free to raise your hand if you're on Zoom, or you can just post a comment in the chat box or on Facebook Live, and I'm here to serve. So let me know how I can serve you today. All right, we've got a question from Facebook Live. Jacqueline says, what if your follow-up is received as harassment? Oh, I feel you, Jacqueline. That's definitely a fear that I've had as I've worked to follow up with people and make sure they first have the oil experience, and second, they get a clear invitation to learn more and to get the oils into their home. So I think the question that I would ask you is, what have you done to connect with the person that you're following up with? What have you done to show them that's your first priority, is your relationship with them and your connection with them, and do they know how much you care? I think any time that we have disconnect there, where people are feeling like you care more about the sale than you do about the person, then maybe you've ignored the relationship and gone after the follow-up first and foremost. So I'd say, you know, drop the attachment to what the follow-up looks like. Don't worry as much about getting them to a class, getting them to a, you know, to a sale, and focus first on getting their heart to know that you care. And that could look like, hey, we might have two or three hangouts where we don't even talk about doTERRA. And we get to be okay with that. This is a relationship business. And anytime we lose sight of putting the relationship first, then that suffers. All right, Athena, we just brought you on live. Can you hear me okay? All right, Athena raised her hand. I thought it was because she wanted to come on live, but maybe she was just waving and saying hi.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. How are you?
I'm good. Let me take off my video, although I look kind of scary today.
you look great.
Gosh, what you opened with was really powerful. Excuse my voice. I'm 3 weeks out on a cold that hit me with laryngitis. I'm sure there's something emotional there too. If someone wants to look up the emotional property, kind of background of laryngitis, maybe in the Hillier, was it Louise Hay? You know how she?
Oh yeah,
Andy. I haven't looked it up. So anyway,
great invitation. I love how you're looking deeper at the emotional root. That's the.
Now, one time I kind of had a horrible experience with someone who was a friend, and she kind of dumped me on my doorstep, kind of thing. And the next day, I tripped over my slipper and kind of cracked my toe. And yeah, and I thought, interesting kind of coincidence there, you know, that it's a break of kind of a, you know, and there is something, you know, tied to those things, the physical manifestation of our emotion.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So anyway, I have been, this has been a rough couple of years. We all have our seasons, and a lot of things on the personal front that I've been just really putting out a lot of fires, and it's been very emotionally draining, a lot of loss this year. And it's really hard for me to muster the motivation and the joy and the kind of figuring out how to get my mojo back in my business. And on top of that, my partners, you know, have had a lot of their own stuff going on. And so I know I really need to also just kind of not solely be supportive for them. And we are very close on a personal level, but I also need to really expand my resources. So at a time when I need to do that, I just feel so shut down. I don't even really know, kind of, even though I've been at this a long time, I'm just really having a hard time moving forward and knowing even if this is still the right thing for me. So much so that I'm actually editing my resume at the moment. Not just because I would always kind of keep a toe in doTERRA, but also because financially, I can't keep going, you know, in slow-mo. It's just not feasible for our family's needs.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm sure that all of us can relate to the days, the periods, the seasons that we've lost our mojo. It's real. And so just, I hope you can feel our love and just big, big, big hugs.
Appreciate that. Unfortunately, I feel mostly frustrated, angry with myself, because, you know, I think there's a lot of self-sabotage in there as well, just maybe out of fear of either failure, fear of success. fear of not enough, you know, those kinds of things. I did Tiffany Peterson's Success Academy in the spring, and it was great. And I have held on to some of the skill sets I learned there. There's more I need to go back and review. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I kind of feel like I missed the boat also. Now a lot of people are already like into doTERRA one way or another. They know about it. They have accounts. So I've been in doTERRA a long time, since 2011, really started my business in 2012. So I've had, you know, 7 years to really, you know, get somewhere with doTERRA, and I'm still, you know, just treading water barely. And again, I put the blame solely on my shoulders and on, mm-hmm. you know, there are things that external as well as internal, but I don't know if you have any nuggets of wisdom or if you could just tell me, you know, you just need to get out of your pity party, whatever.
No, it's real. I feel you. So let me have you just close your eyes for a minute and drop into the question, what is the fear? What is it that I'm most afraid of?
That I'm not worthy of success, that I don't have what it takes, that I'm somehow not enough.
Yeah.
That it's even better with this voice, isn't it? I sound like I smoke 10 packs a day. I see those who are successful, whether they're like you, who've been in it since the beginning or just started 3 years ago. And I think they have some kind of magic talents or skills or, you know, networks that are just not in my realm of worthiness, that I just can't mm-hmm. have what they have because I don't have what it takes. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I'm very thankful for what you do, but I do sometimes feel so alone in my business and so under-supported. And I know we're each responsible for our business and our success, but it is nice to know there are people who have your back and are, you know, cheering you on and also giving you tough love and just making me feel like I matter.
Yeah. Wow. I wish I could give you a big hug.
I'm sorry for dumping.
No, I'm thank you so much for sharing that. I hear you, and I've been there so many times. I think if we could all as a community raise our hands right now, I think that every single one of us would say that feeling unworthy is has been a big part of our journeys. I think that's really courageous of you to share that with us, so thank you.
Well, it's sometimes interesting to be really raw and open and honest in a group of friends that are, you know, I think if I can help somebody else, you know, because I think also through the social media world, we see other people, yeah. you know, and see their success and see what they're doing and see all the resources they have when they are successful. It's hard to believe that we can actually achieve what they have. It seems like it's a fantasy that is not real. And I'm sure I'm not alone in these feelings. Yeah. But I don't really want a pity party. I just want to figure out a way forward, you know, because I believe in the oils. I believe in doTERRA. I guess I still just don't believe in myself and probably my team, you know.
So let's go back to the reason you started sharing and building doTERRA. What's your why?
Yeah, I've had a really hard time really defining it recently. I guess originally, way back when I had some aha moments with the oils and I was praying about what's next for me, I knew I needed to start figuring out what was next as a stay-at-home mom and get back into the workforce. doTERRA came into my life and I felt like it was really an answer to prayer on many levels in terms of the format, the mission, the you know, the way I could be independent in my business and all that. I really want to make an impact and really want to help people. My tagline is sharing wealth through wellness for physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial abundance.
I love that.
But I think there's something missing in my why that just doesn't really, you know, it's not hitting me at the, you know, your why has to make you cry kind of thing, that it's just, mm-hmm. Unstoppable.
Mm. So you shared that the part of your why was the financial independence, but you like the mission of the company. So what is it about the mission that that speaks to you, that connects to your soul?
Well, first and foremost, what I've always spoken about doTERRA is the integrity mm-hmm. of the company and how they lift lives on both sides of the bottle.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
When I first came into doTERRA, I was skeptical. I was like, ooh, pyramid scheme. Uh-huh. And then I went to my first doTERRA event and I was like, oh my gosh. I think it was the East Coast Conference back in 2012. And I was like, I went in really with a skeptical attitude, like, you know, what, it's going to be salesy, it's going to be pushy, it's going to be whatever. Right. And I walked away going, oh my gosh, where did these people come from? There's no such thing like this, where people are real and they have their priorities straight.
Yeah.
And they really care. And wow. And the product's really great. It really works. It changes lives.
Yeah. So changing lives, it seems like, is the theme of everything you've talked about, whether it's through the abundance and the financial, physical, emotional space. Why is that important to you?
Because I'm a person who likes to be useful. Mm. My top strengths are restorative, strategic, communication, input, and I always forget the fifth one, but it starts with an I. That's my cat, she wants out, so forgive me now. I like to feel useful, I need a sense of purpose. I want to feel like I matter in the sense that I can help others.
Yeah.
And that I can bring joy to other people in some way, shape, or form.
And why does that matter to you? Why is that important?
I guess because deep down, I need to feel significant. I need to feel maybe approval, but I need to feel like I matter. It's probably because I struggle with not feeling enough. Mm. I need that reassurance that I have, that I matter, that I can help others. And it's kind of, I don't do it like to be self-serving. You know, it's not like to feed an ego. But by doing for others, it's the idea of service. By doing for others, it feeds my spirit. Although I will say, there's a part of me that also doesn't want to, I can tend to do for others to the point of then enabling. And then I implode because I'm like worn out from taking care of other people's problems. So there's a fine line and there's gotta be a way to be more in a healthy balance with that.
Yeah. So can you still hear me? Oh, it froze for a sec.
Yeah, you froze.
So how many people roughly do you have on your team now, Athena?
It's interesting. It's, I think, less than 400. And I've been here since 2011. But I hit silver most months. I hit gold once last summer, thanks to BOGOs. And I have one actively strong leader who's starting to engage and create strong sharers under her. And two others who have been here in a long time and are wonderful people, but aren't really actively doing their business for various reasons.
So I want you to close your eyes again. And I want you to start going through these 400 people, 400 families, 400 homes that now have these oils because of you. Start to see their faces. Start to think of their stories, the experiences they've had, the changes, the possibilities that they now have because of you.
Wow, I've really forgotten that. Really lost touch with that. Thanks for the reminder.
400 homes, 400 families is not a small thing. So my question for you is, how many families and how many team members is it going to take for you to feel enough?
Well, as the Tara says, one person, one drop, one community, you know. Each and every person should be enough, really.
Yeah, like is there any finish line? Is there any rank or volume or team size that if you picture yourself getting there, you'll be enough?
Well, it wouldn't hurt. It would certainly feel good to know, I mean, to feel that achievement. But I know what you're saying, that I shouldn't be getting that externally. It needs to be intrinsic. And in my faith, and I know I am loved and worthy just because I exist. And I need to practice mirror work, and I do Tiffany's top five. I am enough. I am worthy and deserving. I trust myself. I forgive myself. I allow myself to receive. I love myself. I work on that pretty regularly.
So can I ask you that when you do that, those affirmations, mm-hmm. when you do that mirror work, mm-hmm. what comes up for you?
When I do it consistently and really do it in the mirror, sometimes I just do it like a mantra in my head. Give me a second. I have to let my cat out.
You're great. Cats are people too.
I'm sorry for hogging over time, by the way. No. I guess sometimes I feel really good and sometimes I feel really emotional.
What's and the
I guess I've depended on people externally to help me feel enough, and they were people really close to me who weren't always very kind or aren't always very kind, and I need to not rely on them for my worthiness.
Yeah.
So I guess I am looking for that worthiness elsewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's really vulnerable.
It's real.
It's really rough here. And I've been so busy, like I said, taking care of everybody else, that I just really feel empty inside. And I think that's why my business has suffered so much, is I just have so little left to give right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, on a bright note, the Together Tour was really great on Monday, and I felt really happy to be with everybody. And no matter what, doTERRA, just was wonderful for you feeding my spirit. And all the good people in this community go far beyond being just, wellness advocates, cross line, up line, down line. Just some really wonderful people who, are all together for good reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful, and I try to practice gratitude every day.
I love that. So, you have, you hit the nail on the head, and you figured it out yourself, that you're looking for worth in the wrong places. Mm-hmm. Waiting for other people to prove to you your worth is chasing your tail, and it will never, never leave you full. And that's, you yourself said that. That was, that's your awareness.
I need to get my worth from here, from above, not from anywhere else.
Exactly.
And from inside. And that's, I know that, but I think it's just with my business. I remember hearing recently that, maybe it was Tiffany that said, you can put on a happy face externally, to do an event or whatever. And if you're not right in yourself, that negative energy still is emitting, no matter how much you smile or look like you have it put together, and people are going to be repelled by that.
Yeah.
So I really, I'm definitely doing Tiffany's gratitude series for sure.
Awesome.
But, and I recognize that, and I know, and I do also give myself permission that this is a season in my life that a lot of it I had no control over. We've had 4 deaths between,
wow,
3 of them within a month of each other at the beginning of the year.
Wow.
I lost a dear friend. I lost my mother-in-law, mm-hmm, my wonderful dog, my mother's dog, who's like a family member and a best friend of 25 years, all by July.
Wow.
We've had a lot of health issues in our home, and a lot of other things. And it's just a season where my personal world requires a lot of my attention and care. And in a way, I am grateful that I can be kind of the one keeping it all together, that somebody is keeping it together. It just happens to be me. And I just have to be kinder to myself. And I think that's something that I know others go through in this business. Yeah. But part of me is impatient as well. Yeah. I want my business to move forward.
Yeah.
And so it's striking that balance. But Andy, thank you so much. I know I've taken a lot of time this morning.
Can we finish?
I hope it served other people to hear my struggles.
Oh, it absolutely has. I can see in the comments, people are just sending you all the love, and so, so grateful for your share.
Thank you so much.
Can we just finish with you closing your eyes and sitting in the question, how do I get to fill my cup? How do I get to put myself first and recharge? And what does filling myself up look like?
Do you want to hear what I think? Well, for one, I do believe in self-care. Yesterday, I went for a massage that was long overdue. And I met awesome. With friends for lunch and Love spent it. Some time talking with a dear friend. So, you know, that's been, and I went to the Together tour Monday night, and I could have easily stayed home. And I went to Natalie Hill's Friday night for a Halloween thing, which is almost an hour away. I could have easily stayed home, but I know I need community. I'm an extrovert surrounded by a bunch of introverts. So I need to get out and fill my cup by being with people, positive people, happy people, people who are motivated. So that's definitely there. The other thing is I need to do the things in my business for me, not because I should, not because I'm supposed to, but because it's good for me. Mm. And I think so much of it seems like a chore. Following up seems like a chore. Yeah. Because then I have to kind of be switched on and I have to, you know, do certain steps and all that. Well, I need to be excited about it and look at it as an opportunity. And who knows the next person I'm going to meet as a friend, as a colleague, and how I can help them. And I just need to turn that around, flip it on its head and see it as taking care of myself.
Amen. This journey to heal the world, if we don't choose to be healed in the process, then what's the point? If we're trying to offer emotional abundance and we're emotionally bankrupt, then man, is that hypocrisy or what?
Yeah, it's living a lie.
So go for the joy, sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you, everybody. It's an awesome community. Thank you all.
And I'm so grateful to you for your openness, your vulnerability, and your wisdom. Like you clearly have so many answers within you. And that's the feeling that I get is through everything that you've said, the thing that you want most is community. And what you really, I mean, you say that you want the financial abundance, you say you want to be a higher rank or whatever, but at the core, your soul is screaming out, like, I need my tribe. I need people around me that want to share this journey, and I don't need much else.
You hit the nail on the head, Andy. Absolutely. And I've really struggled to create that community. So I will think more carefully about what that looks like for me.
Yeah, I'd invite you to even make a whole vision board just around the community that you get to create.
Oh, that's great.
And what that looks like and feels like, and you know, how you get to connect, and just all the vibes, all the juiciness of that community, because it feels like that's what your soul is crying out for.
All right. Well, I'll follow up with you on that then. Thank you so much. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. God bless. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Wow. Thank you, Athena, for your share. Okay. We've got somebody raising their hand, and their name is Essentially Friends. So can you hear us, Essentially Friends? Might take a minute to unmute. Let's see. That's been a solid minute or two since they've raised their hand, so we'll give them just a sec. Can you hear us now? Essentially Friends, are you with us? Okay. Oh, wow. That was a big outpouring. So thank you everyone for sending so much love to Athena. We have known and loved Athena for a lot of years, and I think we've all been there, right? I think we've all felt alone. We've all felt like quitting, and we've all felt like saying, I can't keep pouring from an empty glass, from an empty vessel. So thank you for that. Okay, I saw a question. Oh, it's not showing anymore. Okay. Okay. Oh, somebody asked a question that was actually one of the points that Athena brought up, which is, what do you do with fear of success? You know, we all have fear of failure, but what if we're afraid of actually doing what we set out to do? You know, how do you overcome the fear of success? And this is Mac on Facebook Live asking this question. So such a great question. I've been there. I used to fear wealth because I was convinced that wealth was maybe one of the riskiest things you could do spiritually. Like, to have abundance was almost like a certain path. Oh, I think I heard essentially friends. Are you with us now? Okay, well, go ahead and unmute yourself if you want to ask your question. I thought that if you chose abundance, then you were choosing basically damnation. Like, it was written in stone that you you can't be spiritual and be wealthy. And I remember thinking about the scripture that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And so I was like, well, that's not worth it. So if you are currently experiencing a fear of success in any shape or form, I invite you to send the question, what is it that you're afraid of? What does success mean to you? What's the subconscious significance of success? So for me, it meant, you know, financial success meant spiritual death. So that was the subconscious meaning for me. But what is it for you? I know a lot of people who feel like if I'm successful, then I'll be leaving behind all of my friends. I'll be moving forward and they'll all be stuck. And so I'll be, you know, they're gonna think that I'm better than them, or that somehow I've, you know, we can't connect or relate anymore. And so to them, success means being alone. Success means putting themselves on a pedestal and everybody else in a pit. So what is it that success means to you? And once you get those subconscious thoughts out, and I highly recommend that you journal about it, because our thoughts have so much power until we give them form. So until you put your thoughts down as ink on paper, then you have this tendency to just let them continue to run the show. But once you put the thought down on paper, like once I realized, okay, financial success means spiritual death, I was like, oh, interesting. Do I know any wealthy people who are still, you know, amazing in that spiritual realm, that continue to live kindness and graciousness and generosity? And as I thought that through, I realized, oh my gosh, like, most of my heroes have shown mastery in that financial realm. And so it's not an either or. And so if the fear for you is that you're going to be alone and that success is going to, you know, put you in a different like category or camp from the rest of your friends and family, then question that thought. Like Byron Katie calls it, you know, questioning your thoughts is one of the healthiest things you can do for your emotional and mental health. So is it true? Is it true that that success makes you alone, makes you apart or separate from others? Is it true that that I have to be a different person than who I am? And maybe an even more powerful question is, I need others to accept me, and I need others to approve of who I am and what I have. I think so many times we've put, you know, we've created all these rules and all these scripts around the way things have to be, and how friendships have to be. And the fact is, most of those rules are nonsense. We made them up. We entirely are the authors and fabricators of them. And so I need others to approve of me. Is it true? And then go through the one belief at a time worksheet on Byron Katie's website, thework.com. I'll put the link in here and on Facebook. So take those beliefs and do the work on them. So for Athena, for example, one of her core beliefs was that worthiness comes from other people. So I need others to validate me. And it works really well if you have a significant person to do the work with, meaning a specific situation or a particular person who has triggered you. So let's say you had experiences with your dad growing up, and in some way he made you feel like you weren't enough. The belief might be, you know, once you get down to the very core of the issue, the belief might be, I need my dad's approval. Is it true? My worthiness comes from my father. Is it true? And then you just go through that one belief at a time worksheet, and you do the turnarounds, and it's incredible. I've done the work with literally hundreds of people, and there's a point when you ask, you know, when you believe that thought, how do you react? And people express all the negative stuff, right? Like, oh, I feel hurt, I feel alone, I feel empty. And then when I ask the question, who would you be without that thought? Do you know what the most common response is? I'd be free. I would be free without those limiting thoughts, those limiting beliefs. So pay the price. Pay whatever price you have to pull out the subconscious beliefs that are running your show. And take back the power that you've given them. The fact is, you were born to be free. You were born for greatness. You were born to create your own story, to be the author of your life. And anything that detracts from that, or anything that tells you otherwise, is a lie. So I guess that's the invitation that we'll wrap up on today, is to pay the price to be free. Life is going to reliably give you lots of feedback and experiences that hurt. And the fact that they hurt is the sign that something is there that deserves taking a look at. Pain is just a negative belief or thought pattern that's raising its hand, just like a virus does, and it wants to be eliminated. At least your body, your natural self, your whole soul wants to be healthy, wants to be whole. So any physical pain, any emotional pain that you're experiencing right now, take a look at the core issue. Just like Athena was mentioning earlier, there are some great resources that can help you find that core belief or the core emotion. So the Essential Emotions book is the book that we were mentioning earlier. That's with an S. So that book now has a body system section where, let's say you just stubbed your toe and you broke the toenail, or you're having pain in your left side or your ears. You can go to this resource and you can say, what's the emotional root because of, you know, that stems, that's being manifest through this body part. And then take a look. Or maybe, you know, like you've got a goal that you feel like is too far out of reach. What's the core belief around that goal? Where's the pain really coming from? Pain doesn't come from having goals. It comes from a negative belief associated with that. And I think Athena, she perfectly exemplified for all of us what the core is of almost all pain. And that's the belief that we're not enough. So I can tell you that you are enough. You are perfect, and you are perfectly supported. And you don't need anybody to tell you that, and you don't need any experience to validate that. So I invite you to sit in the question of why am I enough? And take some time to journal and write that question at the top of the page. Why am I worthy? Why am I enough? Thank you all for joining us today, and we will look forward to seeing you again next week. Bye-bye.